A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Tzadi Beis, Yevamos 92a, pagination 183. Towards the beginning of the wide lines, we have Masnisin, a new Mishnah, which includes cases that we've made reference to already, and a lot of basic principles, which would be very helpful if we did this Mishnah in its entirety. So let's begin on the third wide line. Ha'isha shaholach baila ubina lemedines hayam. A woman's husband and son went to a faraway country. What's important is not so much that it's her son, but that it's her son through this man, because it's going to be a question of whether she requires yibum or not. Ubova omrula. And they came and told her, Meis Bailich v'achakach Meis Beneich. They're telling her that her husband died, and then the child died. The ramifications of that order are that she is not required to do Yibum or Chalitza, because at the time of her husband's death, the husband left a child in the world. V'niseis. So she got married, and she did not do Yibum or Chalitza. V'achakach Amrula, and afterwards they came to her, and they told her, Chiluv hayu advarim. We got the order messed up. It's true. Husband and son are dead. Condolences, Baruch Dayanu Emes. But it happened in the reverse order, which makes all the difference. Because if the son died first, then when her husband died, he did not leave children, and therefore she was supposed to do Yibum or Chalitza. And instead, she got married to somebody outside the family. What's the halacha in such a case? So before we read the words of the Mishnah, let's clarify what violation occurred. It's the violation called Yevama Lashuk, a Yevama getting married to the public rather than doing Yibum or Chalitza. And on that topic, there's an enormous machlokes. Rabbi Akiva considers that a very high level violation that creates Mamzer Michai Ve'Lavin, and the other opinions rule that such a violation is not the high level because it's not Chai Ve'Krisus. And therefore, when the Mishnah says Teitze, she has to be removed from this second husband, V'Havlad Rishon V'Acharon Mamzer, and the child produced before or after the information came in, because factually she was supposed to do Yibum or Chalitza, Mamzer, the child produced is going to be a Mamzer, that's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva, and we do not paskin like that, but Rabbi Akiva says that Michai Ve'Lavin, from even lower level violations, it also produces a mamzer, and this Mishnah is following his ruling. If you want to see it in the Gemara, you could look at the Gemara four lines up from the bottom. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Zu Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Shamar Ein Kiddushin Tovsin B'Chai Ve'Lavin. Rabbi Akiva says that Chai Ve'Lavin, just a prohibition in the Torah, is already enough to make it very serious in terms of producing a mamzer. Ava chachamim omrim, ein mamzer mi yevama. We paskin that a yevama marrying into the public forum is not going to produce a mamzer. Let's continue with the next case of the Mishnah, five lines into the wide. Amrula, they tell her, meis b'neich v'achakach meis b'aylich. First, your son died, and then your husband died. In this case, she's under the impression that her husband died without children. So what do you think she would do? Vinis Yavma. She married the brother-in-law, the Yavam, she thought she was doing Yibum. And then they told her it happened in the reverse. It's the mirror image of the first case of the Mishnah. And in this case, she's finding out now that the child was alive at the time her husband passed away, and therefore she was not supposed to do Yibum, and therefore by doing Yibum, she ends up with an illicit relationship of Eshes Ach, living with the brother-in-law. Teitze, she has to be removed from the husband, the brother-in-law. Vahavlad Rishon v'acharon mamzer. And the child, the first or second, before the information, after the information, all the variations here, whether she's going to be assessed as an Eshes Ish, simply a married lady who wasn't supposed to get married, or an Eshes Ach, because it's the brother-in-law without a case of Yibum. But however you slice the case is going to produce mamzer, a child of an illicit relationship. Next case. Amru la, they tell her, Meis Bailich, your husband died, v'niseis, she went and got married. V'achakach Amru la kayam haya umeis. And then they tell her, he was alive at the time you got married, but now he's dead. For all intents and purposes, now you're okay to get married. By the time you get the information of correction, it's true. You really are an unmarried woman. But at the time she got married, she was not allowed to. Teitze, she has to be removed from that second man. Vavad Rishon Mamzer. And the information, the event that preceded the information is going to be a Mamzer, because she was married at that time. V'ha'acharon eino mamzer. But after this information is not a mamzer, because indeed she's an unmarried lady. She's not supposed to be with this man, because this man was with her during her marriage. But it's not going to produce the case of mamzer, because ultimately she's not a married lady. Amru la, they tell her, Meis Bailich, your husband's dead. Viniskatcha, but all she did was accept Kiddushin, and it never moved to Nisuin. This is a case we mentioned earlier. V'achakach ba baila, and now her husband comes. Muteres lachzor lo. She's allowed to be restored to her husband, as the Gemara explained on the top of Peites 89a, because she never actually did anything that was Isser, that was forbidden. Even Niseis, we said, would already be a level close to forbidden, but she didn't even do that. All she did was accept Kiddushin, she accepted the ring, and therefore she's permitted back to her husband. Afa pishanasan la'acharon get, even if the last one, the man, would give her a get from his relationship, he's a little nostalgic here, he thought he was married to her, he gives her a get, l'posla mena kuhuna. It's not going to stop her from marrying a Kohen if her husband later dies and she wants to marry a Kohen, because she's a widow, and if she's a divorcee, she'll be forbidden to marry a Kohen. She has no problems. She's not a divorced woman, because the man who's giving her a get has no relevance at all. As Zudarash Rabbi Elazar ben Masya, Rabbi Elazar ben Masya inferred from a pasuk, the Isha Gurusha Me Isha, we only prohibit a woman who is divorced from her husband, Velome Ish She'ena Isha, but not from a man who's not her husband. And this man, for all his wishful thinking, is simply not her husband, because she was married at the time that he gave her the Kiddushin. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.